Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Radical Remission, Surviving Cancer Against All Odds, by Kelly A. Turner, PhD, explores an uncommon but documented phenomenon, people who experience unexpected cancer recoveries after grim prognoses. Turner, a researcher with a background in psychology and integrative oncology, set out to investigate what these individuals did differently and what patterns, if any, emerged across diagnoses, treatments, and lifestyles. Rather than presenting a single miracle story, the book builds a research-driven narrative from interviews and case reviews, aiming to identify practical, repeatable factors that may support healing alongside conventional medical care. The tone is both hopeful and investigative, balancing inspiration with an attempt to organize scattered observations into a usable framework. Readers can expect discussions of mindset, nutrition, stress, relationships, purpose, and medical decision-making, with an emphasis on taking an active role in health. While it does not claim a guaranteed cure, it offers a structured way to think about supportive strategies that may improve resilience and quality of life during cancer. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the radical remission phenomenon and how Turner studied it. A central topic is the definition and scope of radical remission, meaning recoveries that appear unlikely based on standard statistics, staging, or medical expectations. Turner approaches the subject as a pattern-finding project rather than a single anecdote, drawing from interviews with survivors and from publicly reported cases in medical literature. The book frames radical remission as a real but rare occurrence that deserves investigation, while acknowledging that cancer outcomes vary widely and that individual stories cannot be reduced to a simple formula. Turner's method emphasizes looking for shared behaviors and inner shifts that survivors reported before or during their recovery. This includes changes in diet, stress management, emotional processing, spiritual engagement, and willingness to advocate for themselves in medical settings. The value of this research lens is that it creates a vocabulary for discussing what patients often call intuitive or life-changing turning points, but in a way that can be evaluated and discussed. The book also encourages readers to see radical remission as a spectrum of improved outcomes, not only complete cures, including longer survival, better treatment tolerance, and reclaimed quality of life. Secondly, lifestyle and nutrition as supportive levers during treatment and recovery, the book highlights how many radical remission survivors reported major lifestyle shifts, especially around nutrition and daily habits. Rather than promoting one rigid diet as universally curative, the discussion centers on common themes, reducing highly processed foods, prioritizing nutrient-dense meals, and treating food as part of a broader healing environment. Turner presents lifestyle change as a way to strengthen the body's capacity to cope with illness and treatment, including energy, inflammation balance, and immune support, while being careful not to imply that diet alone replaces medical therapy. Alongside food, survivors frequently described improving sleep, increasing gentle movement, and reducing exposure to substances that they felt burdened their health. The topic is framed as personal experimentation, guided by credible practitioners and careful attention to how the body responds. Importantly, the book connects lifestyle choices with agency, making daily decisions that help a person feel less helpless in the face of cancer. It also notes the emotional complexity of lifestyle advice, urging compassion and realism, since cancer patients face fatigue, side effects, and financial or social constraints that can make ideal routines difficult to sustain. Thirdly, mindset, emotional healing, and the biology of stress. Another major theme is the role of mental and emotional factors in coping with cancer and potentially influencing outcomes. Turner reports that many survivors describe a shift from fear and resignation toward hope, determination, and self-trust. The book does not frame positivity as a moral requirement or blame people who struggle, but it does suggest that chronic stress, unresolved trauma, and emotional isolation can undermine resilience. Techniques discussed in this domain include meditation, therapy, journaling, breathwork, and other practices aimed at calming the nervous system and processing difficult emotions. The underlying idea is that stress affects sleep, inflammation, decision-making, and adherence to treatment, making emotional health relevant even without claiming it directly cures disease. Turner also highlights the importance of releasing suppressed feelings and reducing internal conflict, especially for readers who have spent years prioritizing others over themselves. This topic offers a practical reframing. Emotional work is not self-indulgence during illness, but a form of supportive care. By integrating emotional healing with medical treatment plans, the book encourages a more whole-person approach that can improve daily functioning and help patients sustain the long effort of recovery. Fourthly, community, support systems, and learning to receive help, Radical Remission emphasizes that healing rarely happens in isolation. Many of the survivor stories Turner gathered include a strong social dimension, supportive partners, family involvement, friendships, patient communities, and clinicians who listen. The book explores how emotional and practical support can change the lived experience of cancer, from getting rides to appointments to having someone help interpret medical information. Beyond logistics, connection can reduce loneliness, strengthen motivation, and create a sense of being held during uncertainty. Turner also discusses the skill of asking for help and setting boundaries, especially for readers who are used to being caretakers. This can include letting others cook, coordinate schedules, or simply sit with fear without trying to fix it. The book frames community as both a buffer and a catalyst for change, because supportive relationships often make it easier to adopt healthier habits, stay consistent with stress reduction practices, and seek second opinions when necessary. It also acknowledges that not all relationships are beneficial and that some patients need to distance themselves from discouraging or dismissive voices. In this way, community becomes an intentional part of a healing plan, not an afterthought. Lastly, integrative decision-making and becoming an active participant in care, a recurring topic is how radical remission survivors often combine conventional oncology with complementary or integrative approaches, while staying engaged and curious about their options. Turner describes patients who researched treatments, asked detailed questions, sought second opinions, and assembled teams that could address nutrition, mental health, symptom management, and spiritual needs. This is not presented as rejecting mainstream medicine, but as expanding the care model to include supportive interventions that improve strength and coping. The book encourages readers to take ownership of their medical journey by tracking symptoms, clarifying personal goals, and communicating clearly with clinicians. It also highlights the importance of discernment, evaluating sources, avoiding false promises, and coordinating therapies safely to prevent interactions or delays in urgent treatment. In practice, this topic is about informed advocacy. Patients are urged to understand their diagnosis, know what outcomes matter to them, and participate in choices around risk and benefit. By emphasizing active participation, Turner offers a blueprint for moving from passive recipient to partner in care, which can improve confidence and reduce the sense of chaos that often accompanies a cancer diagnosis. In conclusion, this book is best suited for cancer patients and survivors, caregivers, and clinicians who want a hopeful yet structured way to think about supportive healing behaviors. It can also serve readers interested in integrative health, especially those who feel that standard medical discussions sometimes overlook lifestyle, emotional well-being, and meaning. The main benefit is not a promise of cure, but a practical framework for building resilience, nourishing the body, reducing stress, strengthening relationships, and participating actively in treatment decisions. These changes can improve day-to-day quality of life and may help readers feel less powerless, which is often one of the hardest psychological burdens of cancer. Compared to similar inspirational cancer titles, Radical Remission stands out for its research orientation. Turner attempts to synthesize patterns across many cases instead of relying on a single dramatic story, making the takeaways easier to translate into action. The book also balances multiple dimensions of healing, including physical, emotional, social, and spiritual, which helps readers create a personalized plan rather than follow a one-size-fits-all protocol. For readers seeking grounded hope, actionable ideas, and a wider map of what healing can include, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Kelly A. Turner, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.